On this edition of Grow Hayes, director Doug Williams speaks with the Eagle Morning Show's Mike Kerner about new developments at the Avid Hotel and at the Hayes Convention Center. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Radio and originally aired on KAYS on Friday, December 13th. This is the Post Podcast.
Hey, Doug, thanks for coming by today. How is Brief Space going, too?
Brief Space is going well. We've got had some activities in there this week, a number of things. Actually, the good people from Eagle Communications were in there this week.
Oh, cool.
And we had our quarterly luncheon this week, so it was a busy week for Brief Space.
And Grow Hayes is, are all the things growing well?
We're growing Hayes.
Planting seeds.
Growing right along.
Okay. Well, here's one thing we wanted to talk about. Last night was a city commission meeting.
That's correct.
And one of the topics was probably like a CID. And I don't know if a lot of people know what that is, CID, Community Improvement District. And just it doesn't burden everybody. And I think some people don't really know all the ins and outs of a CID.
I would agree with you on that. A lot of people, when they hear somebody has applied for some sort of tax situation.
Tax credit kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. They believe that it's on the back of the taxpayers, and this is only on the back of the taxpayers who actually stay in this particular case at this hotel.
Oh, okay.
They will pay 2% more than they would have to fund this community improvement district.
But CIDs can be set up different ways. This one is set up that way. There's CIDs where people can come in and let's take the mall or Big Creek Crossing, the CID there that people from all over come in and shop, and that's where that comes into play.
Right. It's strictly paid by those who purchase their goods or services. Mm-hmm. It doesn't come out of your property tax or anything like that. And so that's a common misconception. It is a tax. Mm-hmm. It does go back to the developer. In the case of the mall, it goes back to the owner, or Big Creek Crossing, it goes back to those people, and they have to obligate it to pay for improvements in their facility. And the same with this hotel, it goes towards the improvements that they are constructing on the property.
Some people might take offense to that. And what I mean by that, I'm talking about other hotels where, you know, we have to make our improvements, and here somebody is coming in and they're getting taxes to help improve.
And that issue was raised last night.
I figured
there were
it was.
Some other hotel owners, understandably so. They have some concerns about the number of rooms that are being constructed in the community. We are actually down in the number of rooms in the community compared to several years ago with the demolition of the Ambassador Inn. Mm-hmm. However, there are obviously the Hilton Garden Suites Convention Center is going to open in the spring. This Avid Hotel is going to go up. And so there is concern by existing hotel owners that this may give them some sort of a competitive advantage or encourage them to build a hotel when there may not be a need.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is it's hard to say what the level of need is. The marketplace usually drives that, whether or not there are enough hotel rooms or not. If the owner and the owner of the new Avid was there and he feels like there's plenty of room for them in this market, you know, time will tell. But the other thing is existing hotel owners are eligible to apply for a CID as well. If they would like to update their facility, make improvements, they can apply for a CID for those improvements as well.
That's good to know. Because
I don't know if they know that. I think they know that. There are some caveats with that. It has to be at least $250,000. It cannot be for furniture and that type of thing. It needs to be for actual improvements to the property.
Okay.
But they are eligible for that. The city commission takes the position. They're not going to make judgments on who should or should not get this or whether we've got too many hotel rooms or not. They put these incentive programs in place to try and attract people to come here and invest in our community. And sometimes there may be people who don't get the same benefit somebody else might.
Yeah, and we have this new truck stop that coming to town. I don't know what the status on that whole thing is, but possibility of a hotel out there as well.
Well, a couple of hotels they've talked about. So there could be two hotels out there. I am quite confident they will ask for a CID as well. For the hotels and the truck stop. So as well as other tax incentives that go along with that. Speaking of the truck stop, they're annexation was approved last night.
Okay.
So they are now annexed and part of the city. So now they will start on the other processes that go along with that.
That's one of the hurdles the first time when the truck stop was going to go out there, they didn't get over.
There were several things that happened in
But that was one of them.
That was one of them, yeah. Yes. You know, these things take time. They're complicated. These are large investments. You know, the Avid Hotel is somewhere around $7.5 million. They're investing the CID funds. If I read the documents on the city report last night, over 20 years, they'd get about $600,000 back in CID revenue. So it's not like they're getting this thing for free. The truck stop, the travel plaza, the whole thing's probably a $40 to $50 million project and tons of money invested in infrastructure. So it takes these type of tax structures to justify being able to put these things in.
Yeah, I read this morning Kansas City, KCI Airport is one of them in the Kansas City area. Kansas City does a lot of funding like this too. So it's not just Hayes. A lot of communities do these CIDs.
Oh, they actually, lots of them do. And TIFs and RHIDs and star bonds. And there's just a plethora of different tax methods to try and finance and help encourage development of this nature.
So there's a lot of things happening around the city of Hayes. Anything else you can share with us this morning?
Well, gosh, we talked about Fuzzy Taco last week or the week before. We've talked about the Travel Plaza forever, but
yes,
we're getting close on that.
And the lower income housing. We talked about that.
Affordable housing. I wouldn't say lower income, but I would say affordable housing.
It's the only word that came to my mind at that moment.
Right.
So
we need to posture that properly.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit on Tuesday at our quarterly luncheon about the housing rehab program we have. We've done 9 of them, and the most recent one is just sold, going to be closing in a couple weeks. So I would mention to those who are potential rehabbers that we're going to have some funds available to do another project. We've got 4 of them going now. One of them will close and generate some. They'll pay off that loan that we have given them, and so we'll be able to fund another project if somebody has one.